Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And I'm Lucas Jeffcoat.
And this is Thank Fuck for That, a podcast that was about life-changing moments.
And sometimes still is.
But the life of this podcast has changed into more of a fun catch-up with three friends and the occasional guest, if we can get our shit together. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Sarah, congratulations.
Congratulations, Sarah. Let's go, Sarah.
Oh, my God. Big news, everyone. I mean, if you haven't heard, what are you doing? But
where have you been?
Where are you?
Where have you been? Have you been under a rock? But Sarah has won Most Outstanding Show at the Melbourne Comedy International Comedy Festival.
Absolutely madness. These guys are idiots.
Most outstanding.
Yeah, I did think that.
I've lost all respect for every Australian in the world.
It's rigged.
Well, cross Melbourne off the list. How do you feel?
You tear it off a map.
I do. I have. I've torn it off.
I feel good. I feel it's. I think it's still. I'm going to need to process this a little bit because now I'm in Sydney and I'm doing shows in Sydney and stuff. And it's like, I think I'm going to come home and just like, it's going to blow my mind. It's blown my mind.
It's
amazing.
It's mad. And I really didn't expect it. I know
you haven't processed
that.
It. No, I know, but you didn't. I remember because we were chatting about it.
Yeah, like I was at the back of the room when they announced it.
Yeah,
I was sat at the very back of the room.
Critical phase.
Yeah, just picking my nose. it was mad, absolute mad, but really lovely.
Yeah, and then you were at the back of the room, and then.
And then they announced my name.
Yeah.
And I immediately, you can guess what I did.
I can't guess what you did.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You mooned everyone. Victory moon.
It's a dancing game. I woke up 5 minutes ago.
You'll know me. You'll know what happened.
They called your name and then you immediately looked behind you. That's a classic bit.
I'm at the back of the room with a window behind me. I'm looking out the window.
What did you do? Tell me and then I'll know.
I immediately start crying.
Oh, of course. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Within a second. Just like walking through everybody, just crying.
Yeah.
I was so hormonal.
Yeah,
that I was crying at other people's speeches because there were a few other awards. And so I was just like getting really, I was getting so swept up in the emotion of everyone else that I was like,
stop! I don't know what the what the awards are. But I
other
like
people were crying about things, and I was I was just making me cry. It was just like people were being very sincere in a way that was like really nice. And then so then I'm just immediately crying. And then I had to do a speech, and I said some things I stand by, and I said some things I regret. And
why did you regret?
Like what?
Have you not seen this?
The speech?
Oh, maybe we should talk. Have you not seen it?
No.
Maybe we should talk about this off air. I haven't posted it. Steve Bennett put it on Chortle, but it's now been taken down.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
What did you say?
I'm surprised. I feel like you two are the only people who don't know what I said, but I will I'll talk to you about it. I can't say.
Oh, wow.
I can't double down and I'll say it here.
But you have to sort of allude, at least for the listener, because we can't be like, yeah, we're not going to tell you at all what was said. Like say like maybe like describe. You don't have to say what you said, but like maybe describe it. You can't.
It's,
oh my God!
It's really hard for me to do it without immediately revealing what I did. And the moment I tell you guys, you'll know why I probably shouldn't make it worse. I imagine that some people listening will know what I've done.
Yeah, I bet they're all screaming at us but we don't know because we're out of the loop.
I was getting a lot of messages from people. I'll send you the speech.
Please do. Were they like the messages? Were people like, you have to ask them to take this down?
No. They were like, that's hilarious. Can't believe you said that. And then Breed, my new agent, said, I'm going to try and get that taken down. It's not like heinous or anything. It's just a little bit naughty.
It was naughty. Did you moon them?
Lucas knows me so well.
Half crack.
Yeah, half crack.
I knew it. One cheek. It's fine if it's one cheek.
And I did my whole speech pretending my ass was talking. They hated it. They took the award off me.
How could they hate
talk
it?
Talk to the butt.
Yeah. Because the face is too good for you. You were immediately too good for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. as soon as they crowned you, you were Rosamund Pike.
That
you've all given me time.
That's what you should have done.
Sat here all month watching you do this, and I thought, how lovely. Gosh, that's almost for a reference for what, like us and our however many listeners. I think that would have been a fun bit that would have absolutely like tanked in the room, but. We would have appreciated it. We'd be having
a
great time.
We'd have a great next episode.
We and like Ruby from Shelf.
Yeah, it would be like, that's like, you got no idea how meta that is.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Wow, okay. Wow, I can't believe you were controversial. That's so great.
Yeah, you'll love it when I tell you. I can't wait.
I just feel bad for our listeners. I feel like we have to give them something else now.
I'm trying to work out a way. I mean, who's?
I also feel like I would have told this story because I'm an idiot and I say everything.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a bit smarter than me. You have a little bit of like self censorship.
Well, I said this. I was so naive, and it's a bit of a measure of how much I wasn't expecting to win, that I really went up there with the naivety that my speech wouldn't leave the room.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So, and I didn't know that old Stevie B at Chortle was filming the whole thing. He's done an edit of the speech now and taken out the offending line.
Oh, so you can see an edit of the speech.
Yeah.
Guys, please watch it and send in what you think was the line.
It's nothing grossly offensive. It's just something that could cause
Say whatever you think. Something that could cause thing that said.
Something that could cause me a little bit of a headache is my clue.
Oh my God. Well, listen, controversy aside, it is absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of you. Is that weird? I'm so proud of you.
Oh, no, it's not weird. It's really nice. All I try and do is make you proud, Mickey.
I was so excited.
Right?
Oh, man.
Like,
I've got a video.
I've got the news. It's funny waking up to good news.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Well, look, I win this award. I send a picture of it to Louisa. 5 hours later, yeah. I send her another text saying, baby, please wake up.
Hello. Biggest thing ever has happened to me. Please, please wake up. It's rude that you're asleep.
An hour after that, she calls me crying.
Aww.
Yeah. It was so mad. I was walking around Melbourne, everyone's saying congratulations, and they're like, have you spoken to your girlfriend yet? And I was like, no, she's asleep.
She's asleep. Yeah. She values her sleep more than she values me.
And it's so fair. It's so fair.
It's fucked up.
Yes. Yeah. Louisa, out of everyone, really got her priorities straight.
Oh, yeah. Fair play to her. Fair play.
She had to get her 8 hours.
And she did.
Yeah, 8 hours.
I think she got more in the end that night.
it was 13.
Nice to have a bit.
Apparently, we're supposed to get 9. I read this.
Yeah.
I'm going wrong.
Yeah, no, I read that all the like studies are done on guys, and it's different.
Oh,
yeah.
Different for guys.
Yeah, like males are like supposed to be. All the studies that are like 7 to 8 hours are not done like.
Not sufficient for the female bod.
All of those studies are all done on like male bodies.
Oh, no.
Is it just men that need 9 hours then?
No. You get 7. We get 9.
Oh.
What
the fuck?
I'm
tired. I'm tired from creating the patriarchy, guys. I've been creating this patriarchy all day. I need my 9 hours.
Listen,
I'm trapped awake in the patriarchy.
Lucas, for you, it's a different thing because you're a growing boy.
You always will be.
And you always will be, so you still need more.
Yeah. So let's just call it around 10. Just go to 10.
Around 10 for Lucas. Yeah.
Nice number. Nice number.
How are you both, please?
I'm having my coffee.
All right. You do that. Lucas, how are you?
I'm good. I should... Mickey's been drinking coffee all week. That's what she's been doing.
It's going to take Mickey, 3 minutes to take that sip?
She's been nursing that coffee since the last episode. It's very moldy.
All right, it's done now. It's done now. I finished it. Anyway, Lucas, tell us everything.
Lucas, how are
you? I'm good. I'm great. Yeah, I'm a little sleepy. I'm gonna have a nap after this because I have an important interview coming up today.
What?
Yeah. I think I can talk about it because I don't know if I'll get it. But if I do, then I will be the new social media writer for Duolingo.
Lucas, they're funny. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I know.
They're funny.
You'd be great at that.
You'd be great at that. They're so intense, those guys.
They're all over everything. Yeah. They're like, as soon as a story breaks, Duolingo's got a response to it.
They have their finger on the pulse.
Oh, my God.
So I need to
Would it be just you? Surely there's more than one person doing it.
No, I don't think so, but I would be in charge. Oh, not in charge. I don't know exactly what it entails. I just know I would be doing something for them.
I just feel like this is a 24-hour job. We're going to lose Lucas to Duolingo.
Do you think you'll get to meet the owl?
I'm like, sorry, guys, I've got Duo on the phone. I'm like, hola, hola, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? I have to speak to him in Spanish.
Sorry, you think the owl is originally Spanish?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, man, you have to find out.
I should find that out, actually. I know the names of all the characters. There's Duo, there's Falsbear, there's another girl. Oh, I should really learn this.
Oh, you've been really prepping for this.
Yeah.
It's a big job. Yeah.
I've been preparing.
A job interview is a quiz in my head.
Yeah.
What's the name of all the characters?
They're going to do it. It's going to start with a language test as well. I'm going to have to show them my streak.
Oh, are you going to have to show them how you make the noise? Ba-bing.
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 Is that good?
Put me in your ear. I'll be Dutch.
Please.
Not that I think anyone's going to be testing. Like, and do you know any Dutch as well? Like, that's a requirement for this job.
It's weird that you said I'll be Dutch rather than I am Dutch.
Yeah, no. In that moment, I'll be Dutch.
I can turn it on and off. Dutch.
Yeah. That's so cool. Oh my God.
That's really cool. Okay, you gotta have a nap. We won't keep you too long.
we were.
No. It's fine. I'm feeling it. You guys have excited me. You've given me a new burst of energy.
Very exciting.
And it's very reassuring knowing that if I want to do the whole interview in Dutch, I now can.
Yeah, you can, because I'll be Dutch.
And if you get this job,
I love the Terminator.
And if you get this job, I'm going to reply to every tweet and social media post of Duolingo saying, "Fuck off, Lucas." Lucas, is that you? Lucas, come home, baby boy, come home.
Lucas, is that you?
I'm going to have to block Sarah on the Duolingo account.
The first person to be blocked by Duolingo.
Yeah.
It's like two blocks, like Donald Trump and Sarah Keyworth. Oh my goodness. That's so great.
That's really exciting.
Guys, I have no news. What the
hell? No news is good news, Mickey.
Okay. Yeah. That actually is a nice spin on it. It's because I'm ill.
Oh,
I went to a gig and someone was coughing.
That's
terrible. As soon as they were coughing, I was like, I'm going to get that.
Mm.
Like, yep. I just knew it.
Did you open your mouth and like put it over their mouth? Like,
no, but I licked the microphone, which is just a classic bit that I do.
Well, that's a new bit, I think. I've never seen that.
Oh, have you not seen it?
You gotta see it.
I just, whenever someone's like really sick, and I'm not like judgmental that they were there, because I'm like, what are you supposed to do? This is a fucking freelance job. You don't get paid if you're not there. Mm. But
it was a comedian coughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then, like, I was emceeing, so I was like, I'm using the mic after you. I miss the
pandemic days where it was kind of socially acceptable to have somebody wiping the mic between each comedian.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. And then I was like, the thing is, like, you just look like a lunatic if you come on with your wipe.
Yeah. But like at the time it was acceptable and it felt good. I do it in Edinburgh.
Probably a good idea.
Do you?
Yeah, in Edinburgh, I'll do it before my show.
That's so fucking smart. I can't believe I've never done that.
Really?
I've never done that, and I'm always sick.
Yeah. I mean, I often get sick in Edinburgh, but I think it does help. One year, I think the year that I debuted, I got sick within like 3 days.
Me too. That's like, what happened to me last year.
And so every year after that, I've been wiping.
I was sick for the first week as well, yeah.
It's definitely.
Oh my God.
That's probably a good idea.
And if you're doing like
a good idea in Edinburgh,
if you're doing Monkey Barrel or something, then I was just saying, I was just getting to the venue saying, can I have a bit of spray on some blue roll and just wiping it down? I wasn't even bringing like what are you, in previous years I've brought wipes. This is such a boring chat for a podcast.
Oh my God! But this is the most excited I've been about anything. I'm like, of course you should be wiping the mic. I'm going to wipe the mic this year.
Mm-hmm.
Have wipe you ever seen mic. Like a? We sound like, this is a very normal thing, I think, but we sound like those people. There's like a whole pandemic of people who are really on TikTok, who are like, if you go to a hotel room, have you seen these? If you go to a hotel room, you must do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they're just completely, like they've lost the plot. Like they're completely insane.
You got to put something to do with like a Sharpie on the door. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Sharpie on the door.
You need to unscrew all the screws in the light switch to check for cameras.
A thing to check for cameras. It's just like,
I'm in a hotel room like, right now and I'm like, you can have it.
That's the thing that I think, because it's like, what is the alternative? It's like, the alternative is that you just live your life just in a constant state of paranoia. Mm. It's like, if there is a video of me just like shitting somewhere, I'm like, good luck to you, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
if you post it on Instagram, invite me to collaborate with it. Yeah, so I can put it on my page at least. Yeah, I've got to get this content.
Tag me at least.
Tag me and the shit.
And Duolingo.
Yeah.
And Duolingo.
It's just not a good way to live your life. I feel so bad every time I see it. I'm like, you can't do it. This is just gonna go. This is gonna get worse and worse, because this is one of those. It's one of those like mental illnesses that's a bit Moorish.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I've been living in, obviously, the last few weeks in a hotel, and every night I put a chair against the door, and then I put a plate and a glass on the chair, just so that if anybody tries to break in, it hits the chair and then we'll knock that all off and I'll hear it clatter. But I think a good old fashioned booby trap is about my limit.
Already that is like, I'm like, whoa, you're going above and beyond.
It's just so I sleep a little better.
Yeah. A booby trap.
It's a booby trap.
It is very, yeah, it's very goodies. It's quite adorable.
It's and I had a friend come to stay for like a few days when I was in Melbourne, and she's like, we were getting into bed the first night that she was here, and she was like, do you think, like, is there any way to like lock the door? And I was like, well, if you're interested, I have been setting a booby trap every other night. And she was like, yes, please.
I don't think I would feel scared if there was someone else with me. I think maybe if I was by myself.
We're both very small.
Ah.
I think we were
as
like,
opposed to, I am a giant Dutch person.
This is true. Yeah. Nobody could take you out, I don't think.
Yeah. If someone comes through the door, I will be Dutch in that moment.
Oh, you will. Oh, you'd be so Dutch. Yeah,
I'd be so Dutch.
You're screaming, do you want me to be Dutch?
Yeah, I'd stand up full length.
Hackles raised.
Yeah.
Dutch hackles out. You're going hippity bip bop bop. Hippity bip bop.
They immediately laugh. What's that? That's the same language.
Snat! Snat!
Snat on your family.
Snat on your family.
I can't do snat on your family.
Yes, that's what I would be like. So,
I'd run.
You know,
to be fair, I would run.
Yeah. I'm my own booby trap in many ways.
I used to be a booby trap.
Nice.
Now you're just small. Oh, this is a terrible story.
Oh, I keep forgetting about my thumbs. Oh.
I did it the other day. So Sarah just thumbed up the camera and then it gave like a thumbs up thing. I did it the other day when I was like chatting to my parents. They loved it.
Oh, really?
I don't know, guys. I don't know if it's just like a boomer thing where like that, but right they there. Were ecstatic.
Oh, it's good.
Well,
like, it's
how
good
are you doing
stuff. That? How are you like, doing this?
How are you doing this? Finally talking to you is paying off. They loved it.
Mickey's a wizard.
I was thinking how weird it is that like my entire relationship with my parents has been over like over FaceTime for like 15 years almost.
Oh yeah, that is mad.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's just like I know them through like a little screen.
Yeah. You're being raised by a phone.
Yes. You think they're still raising me?
Yes. They're still teaching you. Are you doing your laundry?
Yeah. You've come on leaps and bounds in the last 2 years.
Are you snurting on people's families?
Mickey,
don't forget to snurt.
Mickey, don't forget to snurt.
Don't forget to snurt. It is a verb back home. You either snurt or you don't.
They're doing regular phone calls with your driving instructor. How should you do it?
Saeed, oh my god, he's great. I'm not doing it anymore. I did another lesson last week and now tonight I'm gonna drive back from Bristol. That would be my first drive as a real boy.
Whoa.
Drive back.
Long drive.
Yeah, Patrick will drive there and then I'll drive back. That my plan was like, is then it's like, you know, at night, so I'll be quite quiet on the road.
Yeah,
so I was like, that will be an easier one.
It's nicer if you're together as well, because like he'll keep you calm and stuff.
Yeah, he's been saying, like Patrick's been saying, like, drive here, drive there. And I'm like, no, I'm going to drive with you first. And then and then I'll slowly like up my driving.
Yeah.
But Saeed, the driving instructor, he was much nicer this time. I think he realized that I needed like confidence. And so he was really sweet. And then by the end, when I got out of the car, I was like, thank you so much. And he went. Thank you. You're great. He said, great personality. He shook my head. I got a
so
great personality
funny.
From
Saeed. Oh my God. Well, that's so nice.
Congratulations.
We've all had big wins this week.
Yeah, you guys are both winning awards.
Great personality.
I really think, like, It was quite healing from like my awful driving instructor when I was 18 to go to this man who was so lovely and then at the end told me I had a great personality.
Also, he must meet loads of people. So like the standard is high, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, you're always smiling. That's what he said.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, I don't do it for you guys. But for Saeed.
Ear to ear grinning.
This is not ringing a bell for me.
Yeah. Great personality. Great personality, not ringing a bell either, is it?
Was there anything in particular about your personality? Or was it just the whole thing?
Can you pinpoint exactly what he was talking about?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can't believe I woke up for this. I can't believe you're trying to take away my great personality award from Saeed.
I'm just trying to see what he sees.
Yeah, well, he sees me in profile, to be fair, because, you know, he's next to me.
We
so need
to interview this guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe if I'm like set like that.
Oh,
I like
it. Do you feel like you can tell that it's a great personality?
This is an angle we've never had from Mickey before.
Yeah, I've never had this.
Yeah.
I get
that's
it
my
now.
Best side as well. If it had been the other side, it would have been devastating, I think.
Oh,
he would have been
terrible
personality.
Horrible personality, get out
Very
of the car.
Very jarring.
It was funny because it was like the second time I did the driving lesson, I was just driving around with Saeed. Like there really wasn't anything to do.
Yeah.
And so I did think like, oh, okay. I kind of understand now why he was like, why do you need to do this? Because we were just driving around. But then at the end, I had to pay him for that.
That's cool. It's nice to hang out.
It's good to hang out. And otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten my trophy.
Oh, yeah.
You got a trophy?
Mm-hmm. The great personality trophy.
My great personality trophy. I can't believe you already forgot my giant accolade that I got this week.
Sorry.
I forget.
Huge news.
Huge.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
What else is going on in the world? I'm trying to think if I've got anything else to tell you about.
Well, the problem I think is that like you've just been doing like the same thing every day.
Same shit every day.
When you went to Sydney, did you have to fly?
Yeah, we flew to Sydney.
How far is that from Melbourne?
It's like an hour and a half on a plane, but it's like a 9-hour drive.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So I guess it's like, London to Scotland or something like that.
Yeah.
It is very nice. It's very warm. My girlfriend is trying to call me.
Louisa, rude.
Blocked.
I know. I think she's just woken up. Here she is again.
Have you been to Bondi?
I went to Bondi yesterday. Olga Koch organized a big group hike.
To Bondi?
It was very nice. Well, we went from Bondi to a place called Coogee, which is about 2 hours. And we went and we did.
That sounds like vagina.
I asked her whether she deliberately chose Coogee because it sounded like coochie. And I was like, is this a branding thing? And she didn't find that funny. So. I don't know whether she heard me properly because there was lots going on. So I was like, maybe I should ask her again. And I was like, if she did and she's like trying to just move on gently, then it's probably not worth repeating the question.
Okay. That's immediately where my mind went. So yeah, you're not the only one.
Every time.
Yeah.
But it was really nice and I swam in the sea. Helen Bauer walked me down to the sea and helped me get in. And she was being very gentle and going, let's go step by step. step, and I was pretending to be scared of the sea.
And oh, then, you were pretending. I was like, this, yeah. What is this?
And then I was jokingly like, imagine if I just, the moment you let go of my hand, like we're in the shallows, and I was like, imagine if I just immediately fall. And then I pretended to do it as a bit, and then I fell into the sea.
But then you actually fell.
Yeah. Oh, and then the waves just took me. So that was fun.
Wait, you went to the sea?
I went in the topless? Sea. Topless. Nips out. Nips out.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
Topless.
Let's go. So exciting.
Topless Coogee.
Topless Coogee.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's so exciting.
It was very exciting. I loved it. I loved it. And I was in the sea and I was feeling content and I had the sand on my feet and I was just floating there. And I was thinking about
that
my
so
nipples.
Good.
It was huge. It was huge news.
Huge.
I showed everyone where the hairs are on my, like, not near my nipples now. It's crazy.
What's going to happen with those hairs, do you think?
What do you mean?
Are they just going to stay there?
Yeah, they'll just be there. That's where my hairs will be from now on.
For some reason, I thought that they would be like, at some point, they would find their tent.
At some point, they'd go, there's no point sticking around here.
Yeah.
The food source is gone.
Yeah. That's, for some reason, I thought, but that makes no sense. Because that's not where the hair follicles are.
That's their home.
That's their home. Lovely. Mm-hmm. I love that for them.
They won't be moved. So, yeah. But I've only been in Sydney since Monday. So I've had, like, yesterday we did that. And then today I went for a swim in the pool and stuff. And that was real nice. And then I've got my first show tonight.
Lots of swimming.
Loads of swimming.
I love this so much.
Ooh, loads.
This is making me want to go on holiday.
Yeah. It's real nice. I've had something every night. So the only night that I won't have anything is Friday. So I'm really enjoying the days, like being free and like being able to just chill. It's really nice.
And when are you back? Sunday?
Sunday, so I get back Monday.
Oh Monday. My gosh. I'm so excited to do this live again.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to come home.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness.
I'm excited to see you and give your cheeks little pinches.
Oh.
And I do mean
oh,
but.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Now I'm on board. Wasn't before.
The U-turn, you're going, no, don't touch my face.
That's gross. I see the vision.
We're going to go on a bit of an adventure, I guess, when you come back, because we have to find a new studio.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Fucking hell, I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. Oh my god, guys! Our horrible doctor's crazy doctor's office is closing down.
We're very sad to miss out on our haunted. We just got it the way we wanted it.
Yeah,
we just got the extra curtain.
I knew it was cursed when I bought it.
We need to find somewhere else with a sink. I'm not doing a podcast that doesn't have a sink in the room.
Yeah. If there's not a... Yeah, fuck off.
What are we going to do?
Fuck off.
You're going to say that when they're showing you around?
To all the potential rooms that we walk into. If there's no sink, we're going to be... Well, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Where will I bathe?
I love the idea that that's where you bathe.
Where will I bathe? That's where I bathe.
Yeah. We're going to stink.
Yeah.
Pre-pod bath.
Sarah's going to stink if you don't bathe in the sink.
I'll just be so stinky. I can't pop your stinky.
Guys, I have to say, I've got nothing else to tell you.
I got nothing else either. I got nothing going on. I got nothing going on.
Like, I'm just like I'm sick, and that's all I have.
I'm just gigging. I'm just working. I'm just gigging to the Australians.
Look, you were the only one that has like stuff going on.
You're the only.
I mean,
one
Sarah,
with a life,
you obviously
Lucas.
Had a big week, but after this, nothing. Do you feel excited about coming to Edinburgh with this, like, sort of pre-buzz? Because that's quite nice.
It's really nice because I think that any kind of pressure I would put on myself for Edinburgh is like I have a thing now. Like,
yeah, you have an accolade.
The show has been a success. Anything more is like bonus success. This is exciting. Yeah. Do you want to see my trophy?
Yes!
Please.
Oh, I can't believe we haven't done that yet.
Whoa.
It's very cool. It's very quirky, isn't it?
Is it supposed to be an animal?
I think it's meant to be. This is like the dog is like the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I think it's a dog. I can't really tell. So I think it's meant to be the shape of that. Like, I've genuinely no idea, really, actually. But it's got little bits of glass.
It's got stained glass.
Stained glass.
Stained glass.
Like a church.
Very churchy.
Very churchy. Very churchy.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting. Imagine if you got the other one as well. What? That could happen.
No way.
What other one? The Edinburgh.
Imagine.
I don't think nobody's ever done that.
I got a lot of money riding on this, Sarah. Yeah.
I don't think anybody has ever won both the same year.
Yeah, well. Perfect. That'll be perfect first.
I don't know that for a fact, actually. Somebody could correct me if that's true. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, just say it and say you'll be the first.
I'm just saying.
If Lucas gets this job, you'll have the Jew or owl on your side. You think you're not winning this thing with a Jew or owl?
Sarah, there's nothing you can't achieve with the power of Duo. Duo runs the world. Don't you know that?
Duo can do anything apart from teach you a language.
that's my boss.
But that is mad. That is a mad thing to expect from an owl.
And it is hard. So, yeah, no, it's very exciting. I'm very pleased. I'd like to come home. I'd like to see my girlfriend.
Yes, please come home. Come home and see your girlfriend and then see us. And then we can do this in real time again.
Yes.
Because I'm just going to say it. I think we're better in real life.
I think we are too. Oh, one of our patrons, who was very nice, said that she came to my show in Melbourne, really enjoyed it. But she was like, I was with the stony-faced gay men in the front row. I had a show the other night where this man couldn't have hated me more, and the feeling was so mutual. So the patron who told me that she, I'm not going to name her because I don't like, but she was lovely and she was laughing. I think if I know who she was correctly, but her friend sucked.
Oh, he's like, so hard.
I don't know why he hated me. I was because he was on the front row.
Yeah.
I nobody else knew that this was going on between me and him. And I was like, if I say anything, then it's the whole atmosphere is going to change in this room. But I I was on a couple of occasions tempted to just go, you can go if you want. Because he kept checking his phone. And I was like,
rude.
So tempted. Don't say any.
I did it the other day. I said something. Don't do it. It's always a mistake. It was just because, like, I got on stage and then a guy left.
Oh my God.
Like, but it's like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and I said, I wish I could tell you that this doesn't happen, but this happened.
Yeah.
And then I was like trying to make like a sort of bit out of it of like, I was like talking to like the girl he was with and I was like, this is a red flag.
Yeah.
And like people were laughing and stuff, but then I do just hate it. I hate when it's such a like blatant, you know, like a woman thing. So
he just decided he didn't like me from the first couple of minutes.
Yeah,
of the
that's
show,
what I mean. It's like they don't even give you a chance. They just immediately are like, "Fuck that!" And then in that gig. But what I hadn't realized was that, like, I had fucked it myself because I'd said to the audience, this happens. So I lowered my status to a point where, like, they are, like, feeling a bit bad for you. So then I have this bit. I do this bit, which really requires people to trust that I'm okay, where I say that I want my boyfriend to just call me pretty. And
then
and they odd throughout the entire bit. Mm-hmm. Which normally is like normally just gets laughs throughout. The entire audience was just awing me the whole time, and I was getting so frustrated. And then I was saying, like, "Stop awing! Like, I'm okay." Yeah. And then I did my last bit, which is about how it's disgusting when you try and make a baby because sperm comes out. And then I was like, and then all these people who were awing were now like tutting me. Like, there were so many different bits.
Oh my god.
Where it was, like, It was just like a different bit of misogyny, like, mm-hmm. like, yeah. And I was like, "This is 10 minutes of how is this much misogyny coming my way?" And then, like,
that but feels like a gig from like 10 years ago. That's mad.
It was crazy. And then, but enough people were laughing that you know, I was the one that noticed it most. Mm-hmm. So then when I got off, like the other comics were like, "Hey, that was great," and I was like, "That was fucking awful. Yeah. Like that was so horrendous."
Yeah. I was fuming by the end of the show. It was like the rest of the room were like having a great time, but I was just so I just couldn't get past this one guy.
I don't understand that was a Patreon.
I'd literally just got my period as well, so I think there was some other stuff going on with me.
I was like
on a different day, maybe I would be able to find this more funny, but I was just so angry because I was like, you don't have to be here. You can go. Why would we spend this hour together with you? Like, he'd obviously like the person who liked me was obviously like a friend of his, and
yeah,
that was fine. But I was like, it's so undermining to a comedian's confidence to have somebody. Also, when it's like a mixed bill, you're like, you see people you like, you see people you don't. People look can be rude, but you're like, it's rude in a way where it's like,
show.
Oh no, it was. So like, but when it's on a mixed bill, you're like, people can be rude, but you're like, in a way you didn't expect to see, you didn't know who you were going to get.
Yeah, right, for sure.
You can purposefully to see somebody's show and then be that rude on the front row. I mean, this is not against that patron, by the way. Thank you very much for coming. You had a great time. I enjoyed you very much. But like, it was so, it bothered me. Like, it really bothered me because I was like.
Well, because it's like, it's energy, right? And it's coming like straight your way.
Yeah.
And, I just don't understand how anyone could give that energy at a show that they've paid for. Like, if I was watching a show, even if it was the worst show and the comedian was literally, like, throwing poo at me, I'd still sit there smiling.
You need some self-esteem,
Lucas.
The bar
needs
to be higher for Lucas.
Yeah. No. I love it when people throw poo at me. Don't you know this about me, Mickey? I've told you this. I've told you this so many times.
Lucas is putting that out there because he's like, please throw poo at me.
Guys, I love the feeling of poo.
But I get you though. Like if I was watching a show that I didn't like, I would never show it on my face because I know how it feels.
I'd smile through it.
But like,
unless it was like offensive.
It didn't really bother me that he was hating it. What bothered me was that he was hating it so much that he didn't care about my feelings enough that he was checking his phone. And he was doing that thing where, like, if his friends were laughing, he was looking at them like, why, like, watching them laugh at me like he couldn't understand why they liked it.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, do you remember that story where, like, the guy was in the front row and he had his head in his hands for me the entire show? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then his wife was patting him on the back?
God.
Yeah.
And I had to do an hour to that.
Somebody told me here that they had a guy in their show in Melbourne, and he was horrible throughout the show. And then afterwards, his wife messaged and said, "I'm really sorry about that. He was in a bad mood before the show. He liked most of it." This was a female comedian. "He liked most of it, but he just couldn't cope with some of it." And it's like... It's like,
what?
Leave him. leave him. Imagine making that excuse for your husband.
Yeah.
Having to message a stranger and say, "I'm because to what extent has he ruined the show then? That she's going, I'm going to have to say something. I'm going to have to apologize.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly like I because the guy who was at the show that I did this week that left the room, I like when he came back in I told him off and then when they came, because I was the first after the break. If it had been later, I would have been like, he's going to pee, whatever.
Yeah.
But we had just had a break, like just, and I was on, and it was like, I'll walk onto the stage, you immediately leave. Like, we just had a break. That makes no sense. And so then
he
went down.
This is stories you hear about comedy in the 90s where a woman walks on and everyone gets up and goes.
And so then I went like downstairs. I went downstairs. But apparently later, those guys have been like, please, can you tell that comedian that like I was just bursting for a pee? And there's a part of me that's like, I would love to believe that. I would love to believe that that's true. But if you were bursting for a pee, you didn't go you didn't go when the guy was on before me doing the emceeing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, which would have been the appropriate time to go.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, I would love to believe that it's not, that it's not like a thing, but it happens too often for me to think anything else.
Yeah.
It sucks, man.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Hey, I gotta go back in my bed. I do.
Go to your bed.
Back in my bed.
Everybody goes to bed. We'll slag off audience members another time. Sleep well.
I want you all to know that we are very excited to do this in real life again, be all together again. But I hope you've enjoyed these transcontinental
podcasts. Yeah, absolutely.
Updates.
We love you.
We love you. And we'll see.
We'll
hear
treasure
us next
you.
Time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you will.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.